brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Coming up, the federal government and others are calling for arresting citizens and stripping them secretly of their citizenship and putting them in secret dungeons, including people that are involved in the Second Amendment. You cannot make up evil of this level. It's just, it's unbelievable. Illegal alien groups are demanding that American flags be taken down all over the country. Children wearing American flag shirts are being sent home from public school. You're not allowed to wear American flags. This is MSNBC. That is all coming up. I mean, our government has brought in all these foreigners to help them be political tools to bring the country down. And you've got the UK Independence Party, former head of it, running for Parliament in England. He was on the European Union Parliament, confronting the bankers. Nigel Farage, a frequent guest on this show, hurt pretty bad in a plane crash. The pilot hurt even worse. There's images of the plane. And we are now going to go to Godfrey Bloom, who is a European Union member of Parliament with the UK Independence Party, also an outspoken critic of world government, to give us the inside scoop on exactly how Nigel Farage is doing after this plane crash. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be here, Alex, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, how is Mr. Farage doing?
He's badly battered from this crash. Alex, my father was a Spitfire pilot in 1940 when we were trying to, maintain our independence and fighting physically for it. And my father was shot down and he was badly injured. And he was up fighting the good fight as soon as they put him back together again. And believe me, Nigel Farage will be no different.
Good. And he was up there in his Spitfire towing a banner exposing the tyranny.
Absolutely right, yeah. And so there's a man who's, prepared to put his life on the line for this sort of, for our cause as well. And all credit to him.
What are the polls showing? Does he have a chance of winning?
It's going to be a very difficult one, this, Alex. But, I think he does have a very good chance. It's a question of whether people are going to take the opportunity that Nigel's given them to vote for somebody who is actually not part of the great world government conspiracy.
Absolutely. UK Independence Party is just awesome. So at first they had said he wasn't hurt that bad, then in and out of consciousness. Now they're saying he's stable. How badly hurt is he?
I don't have the latest information, but what I can gather from a phone call from one of our assistants a couple of hours ago, that he's badly battered about, but it's not life-threatening, and he'll be back in his usual good form just as soon as he's had a good glass of whiskey or a pint of beer.
What about the crash? Some are saying that the banner got tangled up around the aircraft, but others are saying this is very suspicious on the eve of the election for this to happen to him.
We're getting a lot of suspicious things. It's not just this, which I personally think is probably just a straightforward accident. I don't see anything other than it just being an unfortunate accident. But there's lots of other much bigger things that have happened to us, to the UK Independence Party, in the last 2 or 3 months, which are far more significant. Can I just explain that it's in England, it's very much a television campaign. Nothing much happens online. It isn't quite the same to the extent of the United States. And although the UK Independence Party came second in June, and I've spoken to you, and I had the pleasure of being on your show, we came second. We beat the Liberal Democrats, and we beat the Labour Party into third and fourth place. We are the second biggest party, but we haven't been allowed any television time, hardly at all. The powers that be have kept us off the television. It's impossible to win, Alex, an election or get anywhere over here if you're not allowed on television. And they've kept us off.
Stay there. Let's do a few more minutes. I know you're very busy, but that's key. From nowhere, in just a few years, you guys could literally take England back, but the leader of your party suddenly has a plane crash. And they're not letting you on television. Stay there, sir. Let's talk about it when we get back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. Such a huge news day. We're going to cover the global financial collapse being engineered publicly by the globalists. Coming up, I'm going to get into calls for American citizens to be stripped of all constitutional rights. This is the Democratic Party whining about Arizona, saying they're going to control the border there because the feds won't do it. We've got a few minutes left with Godfrey Bloom. He is a European Union Member of Parliament from England, Yorkshire and Humber, and the former head of their party and former member of the European Union Parliament. Nigel Farage, a frequent guest here. I mean, this party's come from nowhere. Just a few men set it up a few years ago. Number two now in the elections, panicking the system, and his plane flipped, and it is a miracle they're not dead. I mean, the plane was just decimated with a big pile of grass and turf crammed into the cockpit. We need to pray for the pilot, but Nigel Farage, at least for now, is okay. We need some guards in there guarding him, though, in case this is some type of foul play. Probably isn't. We hope that's not the case, but it is suspicious. Again, sir, you were talking about what's happened to the UK Independence Party and how they've tried to block you and the dirty tricks you've gone through. Please tell us.
It's been a three-way deal for all the people on the platform. Have been the main parties, or the so-called main parties, and public service broadcasting is part of it, and they've been kept on. UKIP have been kept off. The United Kingdom Independence Party have been kept off, but it's bigger than that. The riots in Greece, three people this afternoon were killed in Greece. The riots in Greece, Greece is virtually breaking down. This is a Europe-wide conspiracy, because if you look at the French newspapers, there's absolutely nothing about this French newspapers. They're still talking about football. And we've got a really serious conspiracy going on to try and close down just how serious this situation is. We are in a financial meltdown in Greece. We are in a meltdown. We will be in Portugal, Spain, Italy, and possibly Ireland. And it's all being covered up. But none of this has been discussed in the United Kingdom election. I was in the European Parliament yesterday afternoon, and I made a speech there to say how it's on website, it's on the UKIP website, to say that they simply don't get it. This is really, really dangerous. And apparently I gather that people in Germany now are selling euros and buying gold bullion as fast as they can. This is just the beginning, Alex. This is just the beginning.
Well, I have a London Guardian article today with top economists saying that England has almost the same debt ratio as Greece, Portugal, and Spain, and that England may melt down.
That's absolutely true. And we've just had an election where nobody's talking about it. Nobody's actually addressing the real issues. And the British debt is very much worse. It's very much worse because a lot of things that we don't show public financial initiatives, we don't show public pension liabilities, which you're bound to do as an individual company globally, I think now, under accounting rules. So people are being lied to constantly right across Europe, and I suspect it's the same at the United States, that nobody is actually telling the truth. And I think it was your Teddy Roosevelt who said that the more you tell people the truth, the more they hate you. But I don't believe that actually perhaps to be the case. Now is the time for truth, and we're just not getting it.
Let me shift gears to another issue and then talk about Nigel Farage and how people get involved in the UK Independence Party. Because if we can bring down the euro and restore sovereignty, again, over 70% of the decisions made in England are made by unelected bureaucrats. Some numbers are even higher. The same thing's happening here under the North American Union by stealth. I know there's been secret deals under Blair and Brown and others that have been confirmed where illegal aliens have been brought in as a political weapon that the state can use to menace against Brits, regardless of their color. Here in the U.S., we have illegals firebombing restaurants, stabbing people, burning buildings, attacking police in Arizona, California. It's only in the local news. The local news defends it and says it's some type of 1776 freedom. Meanwhile, the media is demonizing the nonviolent tea parties that want to audit the Federal Reserve and get our country back. School children are not allowed to wear American flags. Illegals are, for the last 4 years straight, pulling down American flags at post offices, running up Mexican flags. Number one, how are they using foreigners as a political weapon in England, A? And then B, what would happen in England if they told kids they couldn't wear your national flag?
Well, we're getting exactly the same situation here. All you need to do basically here in the United Kingdom is turn up, register as a voter, and you're a vote. So what's actually happening, the establishment are getting hundreds of thousands of voters to vote for their policies, people who haven't been to this country, they've not paid any tax, they've only just turned up. So the whole democratic system is virtually over here completely and totally broken. And nobody's actually talking about it. And it's not just in the United Kingdom. The same thing is happening in Germany and France. It isn't just here.
And if anybody dare do anything to the hordes of foreigners, particularly Muslims in France, they burn down part of the city, and it's covered up. I mean, this is a political weapon.
Well, the problem that we have, I'm not sure about North America, Alex, but one of the problems we have in this country is that public service broadcasting, BBC, is living on its reputation, which was established for giving the truth to people in dire times in the war. And what's happening now, that reputation is being used. So people think that if they hear something on the BBC, that it's actually true, but it isn't. We're being lied to consistently and covered up by public service broadcasting. And this is one of the problems we've got, because most people, Alex, their only access to information is public service broadcasting, the BBC. They listen to the BBC, and they give it the credence that it used to have. And, of course, they're being lied to and cheated to all the time. It's given us that some people now are beginning to understand that, and they're not voting. extraordinary that, do you know that nearly half the electorate of today won't vote at all?
Absolutely, because they don't trust the mainline parties, and they're not even aware of the UK Independence Party that's having victory after victory inside of a complete news blackout. And that's the good news, is that the British people are starting to find out what's happening. If they'll just get out there and vote, they can defeat this system. It's like a week or two ago, Gordon Brown was in a meeting with a lady, you know, one of these staged events, and she said, look, the illegal aliens are bankrupting us, they're voting, the country's falling apart, and he got in his car and called her a bigot. I mean, since when, you know, if you don't let your country be overrun, and you don't let your country go bankrupt, and you stand up for your country, you're not a bigot. I mean, Gordon Brown, is he going to be defeated?
He's certainly going to be defeated, but you see, the interesting thing is, if you mention immigration, if you mention these things which real people, ordinary working, she was an ordinary working person. She was an ordinary little old lady, you know, in an ordinary little old working town of this country. And she's the bigot for mentioning it. But it's not just Gordon Brown, Alex. That's how they all think. They all think the same way. The establishment parties think the same way.
But that's the globalist plan. I mean, the UN and others admit no nations, no borders, and they will bring in people, they will get them on welfare, have a dependent group, and then somebody says, hey, this has got to stop, and Gordon Brown calls her names. Give us a forecast. What do you see happening in the next few years in England?
Well, it's going to get worse and worse because the country, I'm afraid the country's broke. It's just the same as Greece. We've got a guy coming in. I think tomorrow morning you'll see that the new prime minister here will be Dave Cameron, and he has got nothing to offer. He believes in just the same things. He looks better on TV. He sounds better. He's more plausible, but he's just as stupid and hopeless as the outgoing government. You've had the same thing over in America. You had somebody going out who didn't get it right. You had somebody came in who would look good on TV, didn't he? Didn't Obama look good on TV and plausible and smooth and handsome? He's got no more idea than the group that went out. And we've got exactly the same thing. We're losing a guy who's unpopular, looks bad, doesn't perform well on TV, and we've got another guy coming in who's smooth and slick, but just as bad.
Absolutely. And all the cameras, all the surveillance, Cameron said he's going to keep the open borders. He's going to try to force you into the euro, which over 80% of Brits don't want. But it looks like time is running out for these people, though. I mean, do you agree that worldwide the people are really starting to wake up to this globalist agenda?
Well, they are. But the trouble is it's going to get worse before it gets better. And, of course, it's always the same, isn't it, Alex? It's always the same. The people that have got us into this mess will have their Swiss bank accounts nicely stuffed. It's ordinary working Joes that are going to suffer.
And we know it is the big private central banks that are openly announcing a global government. They have engineered the entire thing. They want the third world population pouring into every wealthy nation to bankrupt them by design. I appreciate Godfrey Bloom joining us today. Give us the UK Independence Party website.
UK, if you just hit UKIP website, you'll find us.
Absolutely. So it's the UK Independence
Party. UK Independence Party website, and you'll find us, and you'll find speeches, you'll find manifestos, you'll find the lot. You'll find my witty and amusing speeches, Alex. They're brilliant. I recommend them to all your listeners.
I know, sir. We've played a lot of them here. I love how you and Nigel Farage and others really stand up to these crooks and tell them they're illegitimate thugs and expose what's happening. And hopefully we'll see you know, on the eve of the election, Nigel Farage out on TV or something, you know, him with a bandage on his head. I mean, hopefully.
He'll come back. You can't put Nigel Farage away. I made a speech in the parliament yesterday condemning all this business in Greece. Now, Tilly, can I make a public announcement on your lovely show?
Yes, go ahead.
I would be delighted to come and do a live show in Austin, Texas, whenever you invite me, to tell people over there, your side of the pond, how it really is.
Absolutely. You're welcome to come anytime, and we appreciate you joining us. Any other websites, Mr. Bloom?
No, UKIP, you'll find us.
All right. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. We'll all pray for Nigel Farage.
Thank you so much, Alex.
All right. Have a great week coming up. Hopefully you guys win big tomorrow in the elections. Everybody get out there and vote in the UK to defend your sovereignty from the bankers. We'll be back with more key news straight ahead.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we have got a long way to go and a short time to get there. We've got the situation in Greece spreading into Europe. We've got gold above $1,200 an ounce, as we predicted earlier in the week. We have got the top story, Bloomberg, Lieberman, Schumer, White House Chief of Staff Emanuel, all calling for being able to arrest Americans with no charges, no nothing, and to deny the Second Amendment to anyone they want as a no-gun-buy list outside of law. I mean, just the total end of due process, total tyranny, that is coming up. I also want to open the phones up, but we have Red Beckman scheduled today, but this is such a big news day, we'll just be all over the map with Red Beckman and take calls while he's on with us. in the full fourth hour. I'm going to have nothing but open phones today about all of these issues. Meanwhile, New Hampshire police investigate bomb threat on bus. Now, the evidence is mounting, and it's been confirmed that this Pakistani guy was part of a CIA-run Pakistan terror team, probably a patsy they're setting up. They were running drills, we now have confirmed, on May Day in Times Square. They always run drills to cover up their operation, to fund their operation, and so they can have personnel already on hand. So if any of the feds get caught staging the attack, they can say they were just part of the drill. But New Hampshire police investigate bomb threat on bus. This could just be a schizophrenic. Every time they hype bombings and just constantly cover it, you will get nuts that go out and copycat. Police and fire officials are blocking streets in Portland, New Hampshire, around a Greyhound bus after a man reportedly threatened he had a bomb. Now, I've caught the Army, this is in Police State 2, the takeover in Texas, running a fake bomb drill saying it was real. That's covered and the police admit it. So just they've done this before. Officers evacuated residents and buildings, and the parking garage has been closed. Police Chief Lou Fairland told the Portsmouth Herald that the man threatened he had a bomb. A broadcast report says the bus left Bangor, Maine, en route to New York City. Associated Press. Here's another one. Stabbing during Cinco de Mayo brawl. And it just goes on and on and on with the violence all over the country. Portsmouth police investigate bomb threat on Boston-bound bus. Again, we will continue to cover that as it develops. But here's the headline. Gold prices flirt with 1,200 or even more than that in Europe. But they're right up at $1,200 an ounce. And notice, as soon as they said, well, okay, we're going to bail out Greece, which means give hundreds of billions of dollars to private banks that have looted them, suddenly they said, okay, now we need bailouts for Spain and Portugal. Oh, and England. Oh, and Ireland. No, everything's going to collapse. Just give everything to the bankers, and we've got to take your pension funds, and we've got to raise your taxes, even though they know raising taxes actually kills the economy and reduces revenue. What did California just announce? Our revenue went way down, even though we raised all the taxes. They know what they're doing. The banks create currency and credit out of nothing. They want to destroy the economy. They could buy the whole world up 1,000 times. They could make any amount of money they wanted up out of thin air. Why did Thomas Jefferson said you could take all the banks, private banks' power, and a day later they'd have it all back with a stroke of a pen, they would give themselves the money. And if you allow them to do this, you will end up homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. This is why all these other countries, like Latin America and Africa and Asia, are so poor, is because they have the very same fraud in their nations. This is the essence of the New World Order. And the Greeks are going absolutely wild. They're saying, you're not taking our pension funds. You're not taking our bank accounts. We are not going to let this happen. But Europe says, we don't care. We're going to give the money to the private banks to, quote, pay them off for derivative fraud they created and sold the government. And the government is then going to have to raise taxes and take pension funds to pay the banks again. Because the banks get bailed out with the bailout money, but they also loan the bailout money to the government. So they get it going both ways. That's what's so incredible about this. You give banks bailout money, then they loan it back to counties, cities, and private individuals, as well as the central government. I mean, this is a fraud of biblical level proportions. And how dare the American people try to audit the Fed? They must be terrorists. How dare the American people wear American flag shirts? That can't be allowed. That hurts Hispanics. It doesn't hurt Hispanics. Most Hispanics love America. But it's selling the idea that an American flag means you don't like Hispanics. Think of the invocation of race, the invocation of divide and conquer, of balkanization, the treason being run by these banks that now control our government. This is incredible. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give the number out, and I'll get to as many calls as I can after I cover this top story. We covered it some yesterday, but now it's unfolded and it's even worse. We've got articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bloomberg denies Second Amendment to people on terror watch list. Lieberman seeks to strip citizens of citizenship of Americans. I mean, it just goes on and on. This is all coming up on the other side of this quick break. 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The bedrock of the Bill of Rights and Constitution is due process and citizens' rights under the Bill of Rights. The federal government under Bush and now Obama is pushing, and they have the legislation introduced, S3081, to, without a judge, without a jury, without anything, just say you can't buy guns anymore. You're not convicted of a crime. There is no appeal. You can't have a Second Amendment. We're going to come confiscate your guns, not only deny you the sale. And they're saying we want to be able to arrest citizens and literally have you disappear into a black hole, and that only an act of Congress can free you. So you have the executive saying no more courts, basically. That is coming up here in just a few minutes. You have gold up at $1,200 an ounce right now. You have Greece imploding by design. You have all of Europe on the verge of going under. I have the London Guardian, UK budget deficit to surpass Greece as worse than EU. The United States is even in greater debt ratio to these private banks that, again, made the money out of nothing. I don't know if you'll have to use guns to defend yourself from criminals or whatever else. I don't know if we're going to have a full-bore depression, but I know we're already into a economic depression, and it's only getting worse. I don't know if we're going to have a full collapse like Greece or Mexico, but most of the economists we talked to, Mark Faber said 90% chance China's going to collapse in the next year. This is a global, organized financial implosion that's taking place. And I have an attic and a garage full of storable foods. I've got a 3-year supply for my entire family, and I bought storable food from 3 or 4 different companies over the years. It had MSG in it. It was made in China. It was old. So I did research, and I found the J. Michael Stevens Group, oldest company out there. Others claim they're older. It's not true, folks. And they're selling 5, 10, 15-year-old crap. This stuff is made fresh every month. They got giant multiple food lines, special meals for diabetics, you name it. It's organic. It's non-GMO, non-hybrid. It's all grown right here in the U.S. except for the bananas, because they don't really grow here. And it's just super high quality. And because they are the biggest and they are the best, you also get the best price, and they're patriots. And I wanted to have Steve Schenck on to remind people that now is the time to get fresh, high-quality food that lasts more than 10 years. Don't buy 10-year-old food that lasts 10 years because it's worthless. Buy fresh. Most food you buy is not fresh. This is new. This is made monthly at his own factories. Steve Schenck, good to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex, it's good to be aboard. Things are going nuts, aren't they?
They are. People need to get guns, gold, and food and water filters as an insurance policy to total collapse, because if there is a full depression, I mean, people need to buy things before the dollar is worthless.
Well, we had an interesting situation in March. We made an offer that an awful lot of people couldn't refuse. We decided to pre-order a bunch of food and then manufacture it based on what people needed. And that thing just went absolutely nuts. And what the reason I wanted to get with you today, Alex, is that we've had so many people calling in since we shut down the ordering. Now most of the food is shipped out that we had on that program. And we've had so many people calling and saying, hey, we missed out, or we need more, or whatever. So I'd like to have your listeners just really pay close attention for just a second here, and then we'll get off on some of these other subjects. What we're announcing is that we're going to do one more week of the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program. We're starting it as of today, and it will go through May 14th at midnight. And any of the folks that missed out on this or needed to add some more to it, this program is phenomenal. What we're doing is we're putting together the orders pre-production, and that way we know exactly what to produce, and by the volume that we can get in just this 1 week based on what happened in March, we'll be able to put together a program where for every 3 of the items of this new product that we've got, this Nutriverso product, for every 3 items that they order, they'll get 1 free. That is just absolutely unheard of with food, because the margins are so tight, particularly on the quality of stuff that we're putting out. But with this Icelandic volcano and with this oil spill that we've got messing up the Gulf capacity to do offshore drilling, we're going to see that result in food issues just from the standpoint of transportation problems. And Europe this next year is going to have a dickens of a time growing their food. We not only have a worldwide famine at this point in its 5th year, but all of the circumstances that we've got are just pointing to transportation being impossible. The food issues all around the world are going to be something. And very simply, any patriot out there that's concerned about those guns, you know, Alex, just as sure as I do, that when they get down to the bottom line, and after they've told everybody to turn in their guns, once they get the ones that are dumb enough to volunteer, then anybody that doesn't have enough food never has to stand in. If they have to stand in a government bread line, I will guarantee you they'll give up their guns, their children, anything else they got, including burying their butt to the bird flu shot. But the fact is that food is the most important dependency, and right now we got 34% of our families that go to the grocery store in America, they go to the grocery store every day and have to decide whether they're going to be able to afford food or pay their electric bill. This is getting absolutely serious, and food is at the forefront of the inflation rate.
And the government is only raising taxes on every level. I read an LA Times article yesterday where the government said, we raised taxes across the board on average by more than 25%, and less receipts came in. Well, government has always known when you raise taxes, less money comes in because it slows down the economy. Kennedy cut income taxes by 50%. tax receipts doubled. A similar thing with Ronald Reagan. They want, and this is in the IMF World Bank documents, they want to bankrupt things. They want to wreck things. And so I'm telling you, folks, with inflation, everything else that's going on, you are crazy if you don't get storable food. Steve, give people the toll-free number. Give them the website. And again, I encourage people to not sit on their butts.
Well, on the website, it's efoodsdirect.com, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. After efoodsdirect.com, go /Alex, and that will show you the buy three, get one free extension that we've put together. For those that aren't on the computers, 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. And if you think all of this stuff is hairy, Alex, wait till they do this VAT, this value-added tax. Every step along the way from the farmer right to the consumer, they are going to add cost to the food.
Oh, how many articles have we seen of states taking the exemption off of food for sales tax now? I mean, they are passing taxes that hurt the poorest people in America, and it's all going to interest to these bankers, just like Greece. We're just not as far along the line as Greece. We're about a year and a half out, and that's maximum from where Greece is. England is about a year out. Portugal and Spain are about 6 months out. This is a global strategic program. I want to give that number out one more time for folks that just joined us to call eFoods Direct. Give folks that number one more time. We'll put it on screen for viewers.
It's 800-409-5633. And on efoodsdirect.com/Alex, they can get all the information that they need there too as to what's going on, and also this three-for-one program is just phenomenal, Alex.
800-409-5633, running till midnight on the 14th of this month. Real quick question, and then I'm going to let you go, Steve. Did you hear about the illegal aliens, again, just like the last few years, pulling American flags down at post offices nationwide and running up Mexican flags? And did you hear about San Francisco, where the kids aren't allowed to wear American flag shirts because it, quote, is hurtful to the illegal aliens?
Yeah, I heard about all of that. And I tell you what, I got one of the cutest little posters through the email. A guy standing in front of one of the government buildings, and he's got a poster up there that says, "Illegal immigration is destroying America. Look what it did to the White House."
That's excellent. Well, you know, did you hear about Obama bragging and making jokes about he's from Kenya, and now his wife's giving all these speeches saying he's from Kenya? I mean, they're just throwing it in our face. Steve, good to have you here with us.
Hey, good to be with you, Alex. You be good.
Thank you so much, sir. EFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com. Okay. I cover so much important information. We cover so many hardcore issues that are life and death for liberty and freedom. But this next issue is one of the biggest. We have, and so I just want to highlight this right now for everybody. This is important. There is a systematic move through Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act, through the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, through the Enemy Combatant Act, and through this piece of legislation. The other stuff I just mentioned is passed. This is very close to passing. But they're saying they're going to go ahead and implement this to the Enemy Combatant Act, even if they don't pass S3081, the Violent Belligerence Act. And when you read S3081, that looks like it may pass, introduced March 4, 2010 by John McCain and Lindsey Graham, and shamefully Inhofe is behind this because it's conservative to do this, it says U.S. citizens will be stripped outside of a court for any reason the Pentagon wishes, or any designation of the president, or for any intelligence-gathering purposes. Okay? Now, that is a fundamental end of all freedom. Because look at Hatari. A federal judge looked at the evidence and said they didn't even threaten to attack anybody. They talked and said maybe if things get bad, we'll have to fight the police. They had some fake fighting scenarios in their drills where they were fighting gun confiscation. This is ridiculous. Release them. The feds have appealed that because they got a trial. They got a court hearing. Okay? Under this, they wouldn't get a hearing. And this is what they want to use. And I told you 8 years ago, the Patriot Act was written for the American people. And now I've seen the articles hundreds of times where The state of Tennessee used the Patriot Act more than 10,000 times this year. Just search the term Patriot Act used in non-terror related cases. Patriot Act being used by states. Patriot Act being used by counties. Marijuana. Family violence. Resisting police. And then you don't get your due process and it makes it federal crimes. Now, Senator Lieberman has been all over TV. I know you've heard it or seen it, because I'm not even looking for it. I've heard it all over radio and TV. We have articles about this with his quotes and links to the TV newscast. Senator Lieberman denies citizenship to suspected terrorist. Now, what did Rahm Emanuel say 3 years ago? What did he say 2 years ago? What did he say a month ago? He said, if we think maybe you could possibly be a terrorist, not that we think maybe you could be, but we think maybe you could be possibly a terrorist, you don't get a Second Amendment. Well, what has Bloomberg now called for? Lieberman, no U.S. citizenship for terrorist. That means no trial. They just say you're a terrorist. No due process. Lieberman, deny citizenship to suspected terrorist. Well, really, it should be revoke citizenship. Extrajudicially, that's what this is. No U.S. citizenship rights for terrorists. If you're a citizen, your rights are taken away. If they say, without a trial, you're a terrorist. Oh, the Hatari militia, they don't get any rights because we say they're terrorists. Well, prove it in court. No, we can't prove it in court, so we say no court, no hearing. In this Belligerence Act, it states that you can be taken to any location, even offshore, and never get a trial and be, quote, given enhanced interrogation and never heard from again. Now, this is so bad that Chuckie Schumer had been supporting him for the last 2 weeks, but he finally read the bill. As bad as Schumer is, Schumer changes tune on stripping extremists of citizenship. Raw story. So even, I hate to say Chuckie Schumer's done something good. This may be the first time I've ever seen Chuckie Schumer, the gun grabber, do something good. But he's saying, I mean, do you understand the magnitude of what we're talking about here? I mean, I know I keep saying the magnitude of this is off the charts insane. The magnitude of this. I want to play a clip now of Bloomberg saying, no judge, no jury, the FBI should be able to say, when you do your NICS background check, which is federal registration, which we always told you they'd start denying people for outside felonies, now it's misdemeanors, now it's PTSD, now it's, we just feel like it, you don't get a Second Amendment, no appeal, no nothing. Now here is Bloomberg testifying before Congress to pass the no-fly, no-buy. If they put you on this fake list, you don't get a Second Amendment, and then they can just expand the list to anybody they want. Here it is.
When gun dealers run background checks that they have to, by law, send to the FBI, shouldn't FBI agents have the authority to block sales of guns and explosives to those on the terrorist watch list and deemed too dangerous to fly? I actually believe that they should, and so do 500 mayors who are part of our bipartisan coalition of mayors against illegal guns. But right now, the fact is, they don't. And as Senator Lautenberg and Congressman King have just said, it's time to close this terror gap in our gun laws. At a time when the threat of terrorism is still very real, as we in New York City know all too well, I think it's imperative that Congress close this terror gap in our gun laws and close it quickly. The car bomb the NYPD found in Times Square on Saturday night was not the only attempted terrorist attack on our city since 9/11.
It was.
Far from it, and sadly...
I can't even look at these mafia thugs up there sitting there saying, we want the power to extrajudicially strip you of the Second Amendment whenever we want and use the FBI NICS system to stop anybody we feel like shouldn't be able to own a gun. And you better believe that's targeted at you. What did Bloomberg say on CBS Monday? What did he say? He said, if I had to bet, I think it's one of these anti-government healthcare people. If he had to bet, you're the terrorist. He wants your guns. There's a total gun ban in New York. I mean, it's just sick. It's sick. Finish the clip.
We don't think it will be the last. Our founding fathers did not write the Second Amendment to empower people who wanted to terrorize a free state. They wrote it to protect people who could defend the security of a free state. Today, the security of our free state is being tested by terrorists. And I urge you to take the common sense steps in this law to strengthen law enforcement, including closing the terror gap and to protect the American people from more attacks. Well, I came away pleased in the sense that the public saw something and did something. As Senator Collins point out, we keep telling the public to do, turn security over to the professionals. You can be the eyes and the ears, but they're the ones with boots on the ground.
He's not only saying outside of law they can just ban anybody they want from owning guns for no reason who hadn't committed a crime. He said the Second Amendment was basically for professionals. And then he goes on to say law enforcement to protect the state. Did you hear that? He's saying the Second Amendment is for the military and police, which is what his public stance is. So he's saying you don't get a Second Amendment. The American people are terrorists. Bloomberg is the real terrorist.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
By the union, that big business man, and they're going out in that dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to vote on the moon if he's wrong.
So imagine, every time there's a Dud terror attack, every time somebody throws a stick in the air and it lands in the mud, you've got senators, congressmen, presidents, White House chiefs of staff, mayors coming out against the Second Amendment. And you've got Bloomberg who suits states, cities, gun manufacturers. I mean, he wages war against our Second Amendment. And then he talks about we've got to close the terror gap and not let terrorists get weapons. The Second Amendment is not for terrorists. That's whoever they say is a terrorist.
No judge, no jury, no indictment, no grand jury, no investigation. Just you're a terrorist. You can't have a Second Amendment. And who are they denying through the NICS system already? They're already doing this. Veterans. All these veterans going to buy guns now, and they can't do it. And it's just kept quiet in the news. Well, sorry. And then veterans try to go buy a gun from a private citizen that's still legal, and they get SWAT teamed. And you have Lieberman, and you have McCain, and all these other people running around saying, we want to be able to just to arrest you, period, and have the Army take custody of you as a citizen, and you're never seen again, and there's no checks and balances, no nothing. Now, here's Rahm Emanuel saying that if we think maybe you could possibly be a terrorist, if we think maybe possibly you could be Superman or the Easter Bunny, you know, we just feel like it. You don't get a Second Amendment anymore. It's over. This from a guy who's not even an American. He's an Israeli military officer. His dad founded the Irgun terrorist. I mean, you got a foreign person here telling me I can't have a gun. And again, this whole system is saying you, the American people, are terrorists. But the terrorists are the people that want to disarm us. And Bloomberg is saying the Second Amendment isn't for terrorists. Remember, when he says that, he means the American people. We have their internal documents, and he said that we supposedly did the latest bombing, you know, the Tea Parties. And he's saying that's for professionals. That's for people to defend against terrorists. He's talking about only the police having guns, and that's his set policy. Now, here is Rahm Emanuel, the Mossad officer, saying you don't get your guns. Here it is.
That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
Secret list.
And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list and the NRA, I know where America is going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice, and we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. If you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled, because you're not part of the American family. You don't deserve that right. There is no right for you if you're on that terrorist list.
Now, that's
the spin. That should be number one in what we do.
That should be the number one thing. And you got Bloomberg and everybody else with laws where they've got 1.5 million innocent Americans, five-year-old kids are on it. And, of course, oh, they forgot to put the latest CIA. Watson has an article today confirming this guy was part of CIA. He's some patsy like Lee Harvey Oswald, Tim McVeigh they're burning. They were having drills in New York. They staged that so for 4 or 5 days they could say who did it, and they could speculate, and they could say it was the American people, and then the no-fly list wasn't strong enough. He got on the plane, so we need to now expand this and basically put everybody on it and have a no-work list and a no-gun-buy list. And by the way, you're not part of America. You don't get your rights because somebody in the government or the Pentagon says so. No judge, no jury, no due process. You're not part of the American family, Alex Jones. You're not part of the American family, Hatari Militia. You're part of that Tea Party. You're part of that Ron Paul group. And look at all the secret military manuals. All they're training to do is take our guns and take on the American people. This is high treason. This is a foreign takeover. This is sedition of our republic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.